Hey everyone, it's Dr. Chiaku with a new episode of Season 2, Decoding Spiritual Mysteries. So today I wanted to speak to anyone who is struggling with difficulties in their life, from family issues, personal issues, job-related issues, interpersonal issues, etc. If you are struggling, this video is for you. I am being led by the Holy Spirit to record this because a lot of people are not understanding why they may be suffering. And the reason being is because it goes beyond psychology. It goes beyond your intellect. If it's an intellectual issue, you can resolve it with an intellectual means. If it's a psychological issue, you can resolve it with a psychological means. If you have tried all of those things and you're still not quite being settled, you're still not having your answer, your life is not changing, it might be a spiritual issue. And believe it or not, all things have some sort of spiritual substance behind it. All things are spiritual. Life is spiritual. So a lot of the times, suffering can come from your relationship with your mother or your father and whatever messages that they sent to you as a child. So if you had a mother that was neglectful or a father that was abusive or a father that was neglectful or a father that abandoned you or a mother that was narcissistic or the list goes on, abusive, whatever messaging you received will become a spiritual contract, if you will. And so a lot of the times we don't even realize that we're agreeing with these things because we don't know that we are. But if you had a mother who dismissed you every time you cried, or if you had a dad who would laugh at you when you cried, or a dad that would make fun of you when you made mistakes as a child while you were growing and learning and developing your skills, or if you had a parent that would leave you home alone often because of their work schedule, which would be classified as a latchkey kid, or if you had a parent who just wasn't there for you the way you needed them to be, that has messaging behind it. And those messages could be, you're not good enough, you're stupid, you're not worth me taking care of you. You can do it by yourself. You can take care of yourself. You can figure it out. Yeah, life has rules, but I'm not, you know, an enforcer of it. It could have, you're not worthy messaging behind it. It could have you, I don't value you. Your feelings are stupid. To repress your feelings because I had to repress mine. My mom didn't take care of me or my dad didn't take care of me, so I'm not going to take care of you. It could have so many messages behind it. But when you are a child, your brain is still developing. Your prefrontal cortex is not even fully developed until the age of 25. And research shows that mental illness for a woman, like schizophrenia, can still develop all the way up until 27. And for a man, it can develop all the way up until age 38. So you're fully safe by 40. So a lot of trauma happens when you're a child because your abstract reasoning is still developing. Your prefrontal cortex is still developing. You know, your brain is still growing. And when you receive messages like that, it can be I would call it a distorted metacognition. So that means that the message behind what you received was, how would I explain it? It was rationalized by a child's mind, which means it's going to be slightly distorted. It's like giving a steak to a child who only has gums. They have not grown in their teeth yet. They can chew it, but they won't be able to really digest it. They can't do anything with it. They can't really chew it. They can suck on it. It's a better way. If you don't have teeth, you cannot chew anything. You can only suck on that thing and suck the juices out of it. And that's what we do with a lot of trauma that develops when we're children. We suck on it. We suck the juice out of it, and we don't really know how to you know, marinate it, chop it up, digest it. So you're pretty much swallowing information that your body is not ready to receive. And that becomes an agreement. And that's what makes it unfair. But the devil is unfair. That's why most traumas happen when you're a small child. And then what happens when you're an adult is the reinforcement of those traumas that happen when you were younger. The devil is a very unfair, sneaky, clever, conniving person, spirit, to be exact. So that's why the Bible says, be careful of the devil's devices. That the enemy prowls around like a lion looking for something or someone to devour. So always be aware of the devil's devices. Be as clever as a serpent. Okay, so now that we know and we've talked about how a lot of material can be digested before you're ready and developed in your abstract reasoning that is not developed fully as a child, that can sort of help you understand that you agree to these things. And so spiritual agreements are formed. Spiritual contracts are formed. You know, you understand what I'm saying? And when you have formed spiritual agreements, spiritual contracts, these things will follow you and hunt you. A lot of our issues, they come from our bloodline. Something that your forefather may have committed, or your foremother, or, you know, something that happened long before there was an arrival in America. For example, there's a family that committed a great crime against the Emmett Till family. And there are religious people who are connected to people in that family. And they have stated that a lot of people suffered because of their forefathers and what their forefathers did. So sometimes you have to repent on behalf of what your forefather did so that does not impact you. You have to cut that spiritual soul tie. You have to cut that spiritual agreement. You have to cut that spiritual contract. And one might ask, well, how do I do that? Well, you're going to have to pray about it, and you're going to have to seek the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to lead you to why you think the way you think, why you are the way you are. What is the flip side of your belief systems? Because if you have a belief system that isn't serving you, there's a flip side to it. Where does that come from? Where do thoughts come from that you cannot make sense out of? A lot of times it's your mother's thoughts. It's your father's thoughts. It's your grandmother's thoughts. It's your great-grandmother's thoughts. A lot of times it comes from your bloodline. It's like a spiritual DNA coding. And so just as we have DNA, we also have spiritual DNA. And what you have to, if you went to a doctor, they would ask you about your DNA. They would ask you about any diseases in your family tree. Correct? They're doing that because it helps them to understand how to treat you. And so why would that not be efficient in the spiritual realm? It is. What did your mother suffer from? What did your father suffer from? What did your mother's mother suffer from? What did your father's father suffer from? What did your father's mother suffer from? What did your mother's father suffer from? You have to keep going as far as you can. And if you can't go past a certain point, you can ask the Holy Spirit to search your bloodline and deliver the message back to you so that you can cut that spiritual inheritance and connect with the spiritual inheritance of God, the spiritual inheritance of God. So you can connect with that, and then your life can clear up. Okay. You have to do this because it affects you if you don't. It will affect your calling. It will affect your destiny. It will affect your purpose. It will affect your beliefs. It will affect how you choose things, what you choose, what kind of people you choose. It will influence everything that you do. And you'll wonder, why am I doing these things? How come all the people around me are this way? Or you may say, how come the job that I have, How come I only attract these job positions? Why do I feel so unlucky in life? That is where you getting to the root of where all this stuff is coming from. And that's how it's going to help you break free from it. Some stuff you will not figure out. Lean out on your own understanding, right? Give it to God. Ask God, please, please bring it about. What is it that is affecting me that could have happened in my family tree? Because you have to think of it like this, right? If you're a blessed person, if you're a person of God and you give birth to something, what is that thing going to be? Right? It's the same difference. If you're an unblessed person, if you're a godless person, if you're a person that committed crimes against others, if you're a person that has violated the rights of others and you give birth to something, what is that something going to be? You reap what you sow, right? So if you reap what you sow, that means that there's a seed that's connected to that thing that you reap. Or I'm sorry, that thing that you sow. And so with that being said, what grows in your life is a reflection of the seeds in your life. And so don't look at this with your intellectual mind. Look at this with your higher self, your spiritual body, your spiritual mind. Okay? Look at it from that perspective. Who are you and what would you give birth to? Because who is your mother and what did your mother give birth to? It doesn't mean that something's wrong with you if you didn't have a good mother. It doesn't mean something is wrong with you if you didn't have a good father, because your mother and father may not even have the same spiritual DNA as you. It is possible to have different spiritual DNA than your parents, your family members. It is possible. There is a such thing called spiritual DNA. And this is the reason why you can meet a total stranger and you can have them more in connection with them. And the Bible does say that he will send you a friend that will stick closer to you than a brother. So what does that mean? That means that a stranger, a complete stranger, could be more to you than your own sister or brother was. Not all the time, but can be, because there's a such thing called spiritual DNA. It is a blessing to find your spiritual DNA. It will save you time. It will cut time short for you. I mean, you won't waste any time. You'll know exactly where you need to go. You'll know when somebody is of the same, they're of the same code as you. You'll know if you guys speak the same spiritual language. And that doesn't necessarily mean that people who don't have your spiritual DNA are bad people. There are some nice, kind, wonderful, beautiful people in the world, and they may not have the same spiritual DNA with you. And what would that mean? If you interact with them, if you connect with them, if you spend too much time with them, it will be like a betrayal to yourself, because they won't be able to feed you, and iron sharpens iron. So with all of that being said, because you are a child of God, because I'm quite sure that majority of the people that are going to listen to this video are children of God, that means that you are a new creature in Christ, right? So it doesn't matter. If you believe in God, it doesn't matter what your parents were as it reflects upon your personality and how you are. What I mean by this is whatever spirits that was unresolved on them, whatever things they battled with, whatever negative things that they struggled with, they raised you. They gave birth to you, right? So what did you latch onto and agree with and then take as a seed, that seed, and plant into the ground, the spiritual ground, and reap a harvest? What did you plant? This is a very hard task to engage in, because you will tell yourself, I don't believe that. There's no way I would choose this. There's no way I would choose that. Mm-mm. Your life is a resume. If there's dryness in your life, you planted a dry seed. Somehow, some way, you agreed with a dry seed. You have a spiritual contract with a dry seed. You have a spiritual soul tie with a dry seed. Somehow, some way, there is a dry seed that was planted in your spiritual harvest. And that's the reason why you have what you are seeing in your life. If you have a decent life, a good life, a life that's full, a life that flourishes, there was some sort of seed that was planted and you reaped a positive, healthy, abundant harvest. Now, you can change your life at any time. Just understanding these concepts will help you see things differently, do things differently, look at people differently, choose differently, and refuse to betray yourself any longer. You will refuse betrayal to yourself. You can change your life at any time. You just have to dig up the soil. What was planted when you were a small person? What was planted unconsciously? Bring the unconscious conscious. That's what we do in psychoanalysis. I have a credential in psychoanalysis. I can help you with that. What was planted unconsciously? What was planted spiritually? What have you agreed with that, hey, that has become a spiritual contract in your life? Because whatever contract is in your life, that becomes a soul tie. Think about what contracts you've ever filled out in your life. You fill out a contract when you go to the doctor's office. That becomes a part of your file. You fill out a contract when you're entering into school. That becomes a part of your contract. You fill out an application for a job. That's a contract. It goes into their human resources and their file cabinets. You filled out an application to get a social security card. That's a contract. You filled out an application to get your driver's license or your identification card. That's a contract. You filled out an application for your passport. That's a contract. How many groups are you a part of? Are you a part of any sororities or fraternities, which we will talk about in another episode? That's a contract and a spiritual one at that. Are you a part of any groups, any organizations? Those are contracts, right? So your spirit, what about signing up for a particular clothing brand? Like some of us, we've downloaded apps to our favorite clothing stores. Some of us have downloaded apps to our local pharmacies or to stores like Target or Walmart, right? That's a contract. They have your address. They have your credit card information. That's a contract. Life is a contract. Your fingerprint can do you know that if you were missing and they use your fingerprint, they can literally locate your address, your past addresses, your parents' address, everything about you is in your fingerprint. That's a contract. So why would there not be spiritual contracts? There are. You just can't see it. It's invisible. And so you think it's not there. It's there. It's just invisible. So there are invisible contracts and there are visible contracts. You have to get to the root of what the invisible contract is. As a man thinketh, so is he. Write it and make it plain. That means that you can rewrite your narrative. Do you know that Venus and Serene, their father, actually, they have a great movie about him. I think it's called King Richard. Anyhow, the movie is about how the father was listening to a radio station one day and found out that tennis players made so much money in their games that he became obsessed with it. And so he went to his wife one day and he said, hey, let's have two more kids, two girls, and let's name them Venus and Serene. And then let's make them tennis scholars. You know, we're going to make them tennis champs. And the mother said, okay, she agreed to it. They got pregnant with one of the girls and then the other one. I think Venus was born first and then Serena. And while the mother was pregnant with the girls, because they're about a year apart, the father had written an entire contract about how their life was going to be, what school they were going to go to, what grades they were going to have, where they were going to practice with tennis, what kind of coach they were going to have, how much money they were going to make, how they were going to be famous, how they were going to be the best tennis players. He wrote this in a contract. Venus will be the best of all time. Serena will be the best of her nation. I mean, he wrote this in a contract. Everything, how many friends they would have, how, what kind, if they would get married or not, how many children they would have. He wrote all of this down, and that's exactly how their life was planned, that exact way. That means that if they wanted to do something different, they would have had to search the Holy Spirit, and they would have had to say, no, I refuse that. I do not want to do that. This is my body. This is my soul. This is not what I want. But somehow, some way, he was connected to God, and he had already saw those two girls spiritually. And so he negotiated it with his wife, and she agreed. And then the children came onto the earth, and then he fulfilled the contract. This was already planned in heaven. See, everything happens twice. It happens first in heaven, and it happens secondly on earth. Everything happens spiritually first and then earthly second. So that means that when we're doing things, this has already been recorded in the spiritual realm. So this, even this recording right now, as I'm talking, this was already completed in heaven long ago. This already happened. This video was already going to happen. What influenced me to leave this message today was already pre-planned. So what that means is that you need to go into the spirit realm to understand your spiritual contracts and to understand which ones you want to renegotiate. And so you will have it. You can write this down. You can write it spiritually. You can just ask for God to change your heart, renew your mind. There are so many ways, but you have to give it to God and allow God to use the Holy Spirit to search into your bloodline of what you are wanting to change for your life and for your future. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that we can talk again in the future. I hope that if you ever in your life want to work with me, you can email me. Everything is listed in my bio. My email address is chatwithdrchi@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Dr. Chi Hansen. If you like this podcast and the things that I am discussing, you can share it with your friends, family, neighbors, whomever you want to share it with. You can listen to this podcast on Google, Apple, Spotify, Buzzsprout. It's listed on many platforms. Okay. Sign up. You will always receive a message or an alert when a new recording happens. Okay. So keep this going by sharing it, and you can always email me personally. Thank you. Until next time.